It is all over, and it has finished in an 11-5 victory for Derry, who march on to the Ulster Under-20 Football Championship decider, where they will meet the winners of Wednesday night's game between Monaghan and Down. We've already spoke about Derry, Martin, in the last couple of minutes, and about are they contenders for Ulster and the All-Ireland. What about Donegal? Now, we do know that this is a young Donegal Under-20 side. There's quite a scattering of them just up for minors, and there's a lot of them that will still be involved next year. But I think the difference between these two sides today, and we've seen it very much in the first half, was the sort of physical presence in the pitch of Derry.
That's exactly it, Tim. Just that physical presence was a massive difference out there in the field. And so, as you said, we're a lot of Donegal players are a year younger than that, and that makes an awful difference and everything else with them. Look at they battled hard. I mean, we'll see where the Derry team go. I wouldn't be surprised if they go on to win it. If they do, you know, you battle very hard and you give them a tough enough match and everything else. But I just think from physical presence, it's a physical power, particularly of the players in the Derry senior squad. When you analyse it, that sums up how much you know, strength and conditioning this Derry senior team are doing. When you see the size of Higgins, the size of O'Donnell, the size of these players, even the players went in and everything else. Yeah. But the advantage that they have, and so we're not going to chat about academies or anything else at the minute, but the advantage they have in Derry and Tyrone and even down in these counties over us is this strength and conditioning is done in the schools. Yeah. They have this whole lot in the schools and everything else, and it's all inter-county, ex-inter-county footballers that are in these schools, you know, the Peter Canavans and all these boys can go through them all in different counties and everything else. You've Sean Martin Lockhart and these people in Derry, you know, we can go through them all, they're all there. So that's why we're up against in Donegal, and maybe this game here the day showed it, Oisín, you know, the difference in the physical power of the two teams at an under 20 level. It's scary in a way and frightening, because it seems, you know, the way Gaelic football is going, that get to that level, the way Gaelic football is going, you know, you have to compete at that level first, and then, you know, football comes in. It's maybe a sad way people say, when, you know, it's all about footballers and everything else. It is talent and everything else, but it seems at the minute you're going to need that physical power. So yeah, you, as you were saying, a lot of them is a year, you know, to go yet and at the age group under 20, so that does make a difference and everything else. So look, they battled very hard. I mean, there were big underdogs coming into it anyway, and you know, they didn't let the county down, and they were, you know, you'd have to be proud of them, you know, the parents, the clubs, and the management team and everything else. You can't fault them for, you know, the effort, and especially that second half they put in a big effort and a big shift and everything else. Yeah. So you have to be happy enough. Now it's disappointing, and that's what we're saying, everything else, you know, from Donegal's point of view, but there's a very, very strong Derry team without their two best players, of course, today. Yeah. Which makes a massive difference.
Yeah, and they were out. One of those, of course, was Lachlan Murray at the break, and in this tie they were leading by 6-1. It finished 11-5. Donegal's five scorers: Sean Ward, Donal Gallagher, Oisín Crawford, and two from Luke McGlynn. But Derry ended with 11 points on the board. Wasn't the most highest scoring of Gaelic football matches, but then again it was a tight Ulster derby, and we expected nothing else the way these two teams were playing their style of football. But Peter McCullough caused real problems for Donegal in the first half. The Derryman finished up with 4 points. Charlie Diamond had 3 points. Matthew Downey stepped up with two, and then Patrick McGurk also joined in with the scoring, as did Donica Gilmore as well. Some big names in Derry football there. We're starting to see these young players of some of the greats of Derry coming through the systems and making their way up as far as senior football, and we could see that today. But Derry are the winners, thanks to Martin McHugh on commentary. They've won at 11-5. They go to the Ulster Championship under 20 final, where they'll meet the winners of next Wednesday semi-final, be it Monaghan or Down. Thanks for listening. We'll try and get some reaction for you shortly from both camps.